Greetings in Jesus' name on this 18th day of May, the year of our Lord, 2020. It's currently in the upper 40s outside this morning. It's kind of a cool morning, but it's going to be a wonderful day, a glorious day, as we continue serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I hope that you are enjoying this marvelous Monday and that you had a blessed time on yesterday. Boy, the Lord blessed us. We had services here at our home, and then the afternoon service, we were able to go inside our home. It has three walls up, and we had a worship service there. Some were sitting inside, some were in the garage, and it was just a splendid time in the Lord. And I'm grateful to God for how He blessed in the meeting on yesterday. This is a busy day this week for me. Our trusses arrive for our home that we're building, and so I'll be working on that. Of course, also the work of the ministry continues on, leading people, counseling people, loving people, praying for people, seeing the Lord continue to work here in this region is just absolutely thrilling. We get word that different parts of the country are, quote, opening up. And that is encouraging to see, and we appreciate how the Lord is helping us through this time in our lives. In your Bibles today, I would invite you to look with me in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter number 5. 1 Chronicles, chapter number 5. I was reading this morning seven chapters in 1 Chronicles, and the different truths that are found in different places there in chapter 2 and chapter 5 and chapter 7, and there's genealogies, and you wonder what's God going to say to you, and then you find these nuggets of truth that help us along. And here in this passage of scripture, we have different things about the sons of Reuben and the Gadites and half the tribe of Manasseh. We notice first of all their strength. The Bible says they were valiant men, men able to bear buckler and sword and to shoot with the bow, and skillful in war. There was 40,703 of them that went out to war. When you think about their strength that they have and how God used them, you stand amazed. And many of us that are listening know of people like this. That are strong. Not only do you notice their strength, but you also notice, second of all, their supplication. Look what happens in verse number 20. And they made war with the Hagarites and Jeter and Nephish and Nodab, and they were helped against them. And the Hagarites were delivered into their hand and all that were with them, for they cried to God in the battle, and He was entreated of them, because they put their trust in Him. Not only did they have strength, but they also had prayer. They had supplication. They cried unto God in battle. And when they cried unto God in battle, the Lord heard them and answered their prayer. Third of all, I want you to notice their success. In verse number 21, and they took away their cattle and their camels, 50,000 of sheep, 250,000, and asses, 2,000, And the Bible said in verse 22, for there fell down many slain because the war was of God, and they dwelt in the steads unto their captivity. And the children of the half the tribe of Manasseh dwelt in the land. They increased from Bashan, and on it goes. What success they had. They were going right along. They were strong. They were people of prayer and supplication. They had great success. But look what happened in verse number 25. And they transgressed against the God of their fathers and went a-whoring after the gods of the people of the land, whom God destroyed before them. Now we notice their sin and how tragic it is to think about this, that there was sin in their life. And this happens, if we don't watch it, in everybody's life, that we are experiencing sin, and sin will lead us astray. Sin will destroy us. And the Bible says they transgressed against their God. And finally today, their sorrow. And the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Phul, the king of Assyria, and the spirit of Tigashpiar, king of Assyria, and he carried them away. What a horrible, horrible thing, their great sorrow. This is the story of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh here in 1 Chronicles chapter number 5. They were strong. They prayed. They had great success. Then sin came. And they had sorrow. Let's learn from this today. Let's ask God to help us with this today. That we can, yes, be strong and be people of prayer and have great success. But let's not digress into sin and experience the great sorrow that comes with sin. Let's stay true to the Lord. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. I pray you have a marvelous Monday. And Spark the dog and Denzi the little Shizu says hello to you during my broadcast as they were barking probably at turkeys. I hope that you'll have a great day. We'll talk to you again on tomorrow.